Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show, Journey Home with Jody. My name is Jody, and this show is about real estate, trendy topics, spotlights local businesses, and we'll have special guests. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. So let's get started. Hi everyone, I'm here with Laura and Nadiel. Laura is my manager at Weikert and Chatham.
I am.
And Nadiel is another agent at Chatham office.
Another? No, I'm the best.
We'll see about that. Today we're going to talk to you a little bit about real estate, why we got into the market, and what you need to do if you decide you want to be an agent. So I'll start with Laura because she's been doing this a lot longer than we have. What made you get into real estate?
Oh, it's such an interesting question. Well, I think what's interesting about this business is everybody has a different background before they've gotten into real estate. Like, there's very few people, I think, who pursue real estate like right out of the gate. Normally, you know, it seems like a career that people sort of trend into after they've had some experience or life experience elsewhere. So I always find it interesting when I'm interviewing or meeting people to find out like what their background is, where did they come from, and what made them interested in real estate. Because it doesn't seem like it's just naturally something people go to. A lot of schools and universities don't even have it as like a major or, you know, career path. So, although I do hear that that's starting to catch on in some business schools, which is interesting. So what made me get into it, I had like a really colorful, past. I like to say I was a millennial before millennials were a thing. I worked in fashion. I worked in publishing. I worked, creative. I've worked for Ralph Lauren, Martha Stewart, Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm. And then I became a mom and like wanted to be home with my kids and have flexibility to build up my own business, and be home to take care of them. And so I literally answered an ad out of the paper for a top producer in the area. And I started out as like a sales team manager of sorts, but I was really a jack of all trades there. And it was great. It was flexible. It gave me like a great foundation to learn how the business worked. And then I got my license, and then I went off on my own because I love creative marketing, and I started my own business. And over the years, it was a little slow at first. It's a really tough business to get into. It takes probably a good solid year or so to really build a foundation, understand the basics of, you know, how to write a contract, how to take clients out, how to really get organized. So it's definitely not something that people should pursue if they want a quick and fast fix to a career. It really is about building and investing in a business from the ground up. So, you know, about 12 years into it now, and I just got my broker license. Became a manager, and that has a whole nother level of detail and learning curves and challenges and fun that comes along with that. But I basically got into the business, I think, for the same reason most people do. It's like the American dream. You can kind of make it what you want it to be. You can put your own twist on it. It's about building your own business, really, and having something for yourself.
In a flexible schedule.
Flexible schedule, yeah, to a degree. I mean, when you're in it, you have clients and people you have to answer to.
Sure.
You know, that's your reputation. You need to be there for them.
Day
a week.
Yes, with no time off, too, mm-hmm. if you don't take time off or block some time for yourself.
Right.
Time. How did you get into it? How long have you been an agent?
Since the end of 2021.
Okay.
So I am originally from Brazil, as you know.
Yes.
And in Brazil, I was a teacher and a makeup artist. And in Brazil, I was like, you know what? I would love to have my own business. So I actually built my business in Brazil, but for, you know, personal reasons, I had to leave everything behind and come to the US with my kids, to New Jersey specifically. And here I was working at a school as an admin assistant, and during COVID, I feel like it changed a lot, changed for a lot of people, right? So I was one of them. So during COVID, I was just like thinking about, is this what I really want? You know, you spend so much time at home and in quarantine, I was reflecting, like, is this what I want forever? What, like, you had your business before, you had freedom and your flexibility, you used to make your own hours. So what can you do here? So I actually got into, during COVID, I started a life coach. I took my life coaching certificate.
Okay.
I was like, I love this. I absolutely love this. But is this going to be enough to make me feel like, to make me like completely independent and like
financially secure?
No. So I started thinking about what to do. And actually someone, one day we were having a conversation and this person, we started talking about real estate, and this person said, this person's not even a real estate agent or has nothing to do with real estate, but this person is my friend's husband. And he was like, I think he would be an amazing real estate agent. It's like, what? Real estate? What? And then I started thinking about that. I went home and I'm like, why did he think that I was, that I would be a people person, a great real estate agent? And I started researching, and that's how I got into real estate. I was like, oh, you know what? I'll give this a try. If that doesn't work, you know, whatever. But I just fell in love with it. It's just so much fun. It is a lot of work. I cried a lot. Laura knows.
Tears do flow in this business, yes, for sure.
I thought of giving up a couple of times in the beginning, but this is what I see myself doing, and it is, I have a lot of flexibility, but at the same time, last week was an example, I was going nonstop. I have been, actually, and tomorrow's my day, that the day that I'm just gonna stop and not relax. Do anything and relax, but I was just going nonstop. Have been nonstop every single day, showings in the morning, the open houses and this and that, and answering texts. It's not a 9-to-5, but it's a 24-hour job if you let that, you know, if you don't put your phone to the side, to, you know, turn it off. If you don't turn off your phone, or if you don't disconnect, it could be like a 24-hour job.
Yeah.
But I love it.
And I started September of 2022.
I think so.
I'm getting to the age where I'm thinking about retiring from teaching, not anytime soon, but and I was like, what am I going to do when I retire? Because I have to keep myself busy. And as many of you know, I want to buy a farm and have farm animals. So I was like, really? How am I going to convince my husband?
That's your why. That's in the middle of your Simon Sinek bullet.
How am I
going to
convince my husband that I want some cows or a horse? So I was like, well, let me try this. And
you already have a horse upstairs. His name's Russ.
My baby. Well, I'd like 5 of those. So, teaching, I feel, and real estate go hand in hand with the communication skills and response time to things if there's a problem at school or grading papers. So it does go hand in hand. And I remember texting my husband one day and being like, I just signed up for a real estate course, so there's going to be a charge on the credit card. And he was like, oh, okay. And here goes Jody with Winona for Adventures. And then at the same time, literally within the same month, I got a flyer from you, a mailer.
I literally took it
and put it in our front door. I put it in a drawer and I was like, okay, I'll save this. So when I take him past the test, and then I took him past it and I was like, where's that flyer? I had looked online. I had some interviews with brokers, but Laura was one of my first. And so I went home to my husband.
Wait, after you met with me, you met with all these other people?
No, I didn't finish my story.
Oh, sorry.
You were one of my first. And I went home and I said, I'm going to go with Laura. And my husband's like, are you sure you don't want to like feel other people out? And I was like, no. And he's like, don't cancel them yet. And then 24 hours later,
the truth is coming.
Yeah.
I canceled them. And
I love you. I didn't go on any other ones.
So, and that brings it to like why I do like our office is it's very family oriented. And, you know, my first deal, I still remember, I thought I was going to lose it. The contract was broken in attorney review. And I called someone, a top seller on a Saturday and said, I need your help. And she answered and told me what to do. And we landed the deal. So I feel like that's kind of like how our office is. It's people are there to help and want other people
totally.
To succeed.
Yeah. So I think like we all kind of get into it for similar reasons, mm-hmm. right? We want to have flexibility. We want to have the ability to have great earning potential.
Right.
We want to be busy. We want to help people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How you feel so satisfied when you close on a house or a rental that you've helped them. Yeah. And I have to say a lot of my clients have like become friends. Like mm-hmm. many have moved out of state, but like they still text or they'll text me pictures of their new house in North Carolina. And mm-hmm. So you do develop, I think, friendships out of these, what are they called? Transactions.
Yeah. Deals.
Yeah.
Sales. Yeah. Yeah.
So
well,
it's been
cool,
fun.
But that's also a testament to you. And your personability to like stay in touch with people and they feel they can stay in touch with you. They trusted you. They had a good experience. And, you know, that's kind of what it's all about. I think it's kind of easy to see through people when they're not transparent or genuine when you're working with them. And I think that's like you were saying about our team at Weikert in Chatham, the flagship office.
promo
alert. No, but like all kidding aside, like I do think we have something really special in an industry where people can feel really isolated and alone and
I come from an industry
not coached, not trained, not developed, that they can't get to their broker, they can't get to their manager, mm-hmm. they're afraid to approach them, they're afraid to reach out and ask a question, no matter how simple or basic it could be. Which is silly because I think we all know, having been through some transactions, that nothing is ever
normal,
simple, streamlined. Like there's always questions. We're all always learning every single day how to best handle situations for our clients, for ourselves.
So, I think that's an important question actually to answer when you are looking at brokers mm-hmm. because I teach, so that's very much a team sharing
that
environment. So for me to be in an environment or a place where you feel isolated,
that's
like the polar opposite of who I am. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a very good question to be asking when someone is looking to join an office is maybe even talk to some agents, actually.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of the best way to get a gauge.
I mean, Laura just sold me at...
You at hello.
Where did we go at lunch?
Plug Florida Soul in Chatham.
Yes.
Supporting our hyper local
businesses. And Laura
came with
a bag like of goodies, and I'm like, I think she might have a contract in there. I used to have other places to go, and then I was like, and she gave me this bag of stuff. I don't even remember.
I did, and I remember paperwork. I was so busy too that day. I was starving, and I was like eating lunch, and you weren't eating, and I was like, this lady's gonna think I'm crazy because I'm just eating and nodding and trying to talk through my shrimp salad and. Like, she's never going to join the office now, but no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, understanding what kind of environment you're walking into too as an agent is really super important.
And knowing you can cry.
Yeah.
Knowing you can cry, you can laugh. Some people curse every now and then. Some people slam doors. Some people stomp upstairs. Some people eat all the candy in my office.
Not me. I feel good about that. No, I think, you know, what do we love about it? So there's a lot we love about the flexibility of the job. I love meeting new people. Mm-hmm. I think I've like really self-assessed that like, wow, I'm a people person. I enjoy the interactions with all the new clients.
Definitely one of the things that I enjoy the most.
And I love a good challenge. So like look, it, there's successes and failures in this business. And sometimes there's a lot of failures before the success. Mm-hmm. But like, I pretty much, when a contract doesn't go through and I was like 20th out of 30 offers, I kind of call my husband like, oh, we didn't get it. And then I'm like, all right, I have 1 hour to sulk. And then it's like, move on and get to the next house.
And I think if you have that moment, and then, you got to pick yourself up and just keep going, right? Yeah. It's the infinite game.
And it just shows that you, it's not about the money. You know, it's not just the financial part.
Right.
You want the best for a client, right? Mm-hmm. You're thinking about them. So it really hurts, you know, when
you have to make that phone call.
When you have to, or when you get that phone call, like, oh, you know, your offer wasn't accepted. You're like, oh no, that my client, so-and-so, they're going to be so upset. And oh no, they were so excited about this. And how am I going to tell them? And then, I know.
And it's the chain effect. And then you guys come to me. Oh, I'm so upset. I feel like I just let these people down. And so, you know, but having that like level of team and support is always so important, because you're not always going to win every single one, especially right now with inventory so low.
Now, what do you guys think about if someone was watching this podcast and thought, I've been thinking about it, but I don't know if it's for me, you know, what suggestions would you have in getting started? I mean, especially you as a manager.
Well, I mean, I would say, quite honestly, like I always say, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but I'm going to just be honest. I don't really think this business is for everybody, right? If you're thinking of getting into it, we in our office do a dive into like the why would you want to get into it? And then kind of understanding what your strengths are, what, you know, your weaknesses potentially are, challenges, and really kind of understand why you want to get into it. And do you have really the capacity to be committed? Because it's not an overnight success and windfall, and everybody watches all the TV shows, you know, right now.
I know, $1 million.
I love the agency. Sorry for the plug. But, you know, I mean, there's part of it is true. Most of it is not, you know, when you're working on a day-to-day basis, that's not the reality of it. It's not all glamour and glory and parties and broker opens. And it's a lot of like, trying and failing and trying and failing. And if you're not failing, then I guess you're not really in it, right? Yeah. Like that means you have clients and you're building a business, and you know, eventually you get to yes, but like having the stamina to kind of stay through the tough moments and being a cheer, like an internal cheerleader for your clients to keep them motivated and going and optimistic, and you know, reevaluating and tweaking different things about maybe you, your approach, how to work with other agents, how to better advise your clients to be more competitive. And so always having a strategic mindset. So I would say just kind of having the real like guts and capacity to know that it's not getting into it is the easy part.
Correct. Stay. Yeah.
Making something happen after you get into it is the tough part, and that's the part you have to have a lot of guts to get some glory. But being around the right people, like you guys have always been supportive to me and everybody in the office, and like that's what we need, each other to get things done.
I think I always say the motto for me is love what you do what you love. So if you don't love doing it, then you're not going to be good at it.
Yeah,
true.
So like I can literally say I love what I do. I enjoy, you know, going out at 7 o'clock at night and running to do a showing. Yesterday I did one at 9 in the morning, you know, but you're helping people and you enjoy it. So you don't mind doing it.
Yeah.
It's when you feel like it's a chore, you got into this thinking it was going to be easy and there wasn't going to be rejection or, you know, rejection. That's when I think it's hard because you're kind of, I feel like if anyone asked me, I'd be like, well, some people do ask me and I say, you have to be willing to fail. And some people are not willing to fail. You know, they get too down in the dumps. So if you can just say it's not perfect all of the time, but you know what, when you do get that contract, it's just so awesome that all of the little failures before it kind of wipe away.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
For sure. Hey everyone, it's Jody here with Iris at the Blue Iris, which is a designer and vintage clothing shop in Chatham, New Jersey. Hi Iris, how are you?
How are you doing? So happy to have you here. Thank you for coming to the shop.
Thank you for having me. Of course. Wanted to ask a little bit about you tell us a little bit about you.
So this store is all hand curated, hand custom, hand picked designs from, I have half the vintage curation and then I pick two newer brands, and I'll keep picking brands throughout the time of me being here, but specifically my two brands are from Canada. I have shoes from Spain. I was able to meet the designers. I met them in person. They small family businesses, so it was really sweet to have them and get newer styles in. But for the vintage, that's my favorite part, so I'm able to go out, hand pick, hand curate stuff. A little bit about me, most of my stuff is from Florence, Italy. I grew up in New Providence, so that's how I knew the area, and I got my bachelor's at Drexel University for fashion business, and then I finished a master's in Florence, Italy at Polimoda for creative direction. And my family lives in Florence, so I was able to talk to my aunt. My grandmother used to be a seamstress. My aunt and mother always are showing me great quality of clothes. I always wear my mom's clothes. That's kind of how I got into fashion. So I just wanted a store to kind of showcase all my, like, everything I love from all the designers I love, and kind of just make its own collection and just showcase it under one roof of it all.
You've got a lot of fun stuff here. I definitely need to show you the shoes because they're pretty cool. Inquiring minds want to know, how did you get the name Blue Iris?
So the name Blue Iris, I have the most lovely French bulldog who has heterochromia eyes. So he has one brown eye. And when I was thinking of the name, I was looking into his one blue iris and I was like, I get lost in his eye. I look at it all the time. So I was like, I want my store to be called the Blue Iris, just so that's my little baby dog. So I was like, I need this to be a little nod to him. And he's the best. He's just who gives me like the best serotonin ever. So okay. I definitely needed to name my store after him. So the Blue Iris was definitely a no-brainer.
So tell us a little bit, how long have you been here?
So this place, I definitely put my own love into it. So I signed the lease back in September. And so from then it was go time. I interior designed the whole place. I put the new floors in. I reshaped it up, gave it a lot of love to carry and just synonymously just look good with everything I'm trying to bring in as well. So it's been a fun journey. I did it with my dad. I did it with my family. So it's already like such a close memory. My parents are entrepreneurs. I see the mindset, I see what they were able to do, and from going to school, being filled with inspiration, I just knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and kind of this is the first step of who I want to be down the line in the future, my own designer, my own work for bigger brands, and kind of this is the first step to start. So when I drove by the building, it was for lease. I love antique buildings. This building was built in 1780. It's a part of the Historic Society. I saw it and I never felt such a connection. I was like, it looked rushed. You needed definitely some love, but I was like, I saw a life with it. I was like, I want this building to help me get to who I want to be, and I want to make this building to who she could be too, because it's such a gorgeous characteristic. And
do you see yourself opening up more stores?
Oh,
in the future?
For sure. So the Blue Iris will definitely, God willing, be a chain. I would love to just keep curating and keep finding and keep exploring. It's really just, I found a purpose. I found interests I could never get tired of doing. Yeah. So just dedicating your life to something in the fullest way, just dive into it. Don't be afraid. And just go for it. And I'm surrounded by beautiful things all the time, so I can't complain.
Sure.
And that's kind of my story, my journey of everything.
So let's talk about grand opening.
Yes. So May 19th, also Fetty, my baby boy who inspired the name, it's also his birthday. So it's kind of going to be a mix of the birthday party.
Is he going to make a little debut?
Yeah, he'll have a debut. Birthday? He'll be there.
A little birthday cupcake for him?
I'll get a cake. I'll get it all. We'll have something for him. But it's going to be sweet. I wanted to make it
a super sweet event. I'm planning on having like a vintage car outside with, I met this beautiful florist and she puts in all these flowers. You could pick the bouquets out the car and I'll have the racks outside, have some food, have some drinks. It's gonna be all day Sunday. So yeah. It's the May 19th. So.
And let's remember the address. It's
100 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey.
So May 19th, what time are you gonna open?
I would say about probably afternoon. It'll start until late.
She is currently open now. What are your hours now?
So my hours now, Sunday, Mondays closed. Tuesdays to Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I hang out until 6, so if you do come after 5, it's okay, but...
So, ladies, if you want a ladies' night, like a wine and cheese and crackers event, and also shop, touch base with Iris. I'll put the phone number down on the bottom of the screen, and you can set up a ladies' night. Now, let's show you some of the cool products.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm going to go get my favorite shoes.
I'm wearing a pair right now. Chimahara from Spain. The designer used to be a foot doctor. Super comfortable shoes.
How cute are these shoes? And super, if I'm sweet. Not mistaken, you will get
this. Yeah, so I customized, I picked the colors for now since I just opened, but I'm having the brand send me swatches as well of all the colors and all the styles, so you then would be able to customize your own shoe with about like a 3 week to 4 week lead time to when you can receive it, but super fun to look forward to.
Do you have a favorite vintage piece?
Yes, I'll be right back.
I picked up some belts. They're really cute belts, and we just had a shopper in here buy this beautiful necklace.
So this gown is a beautiful vintage Valentino. It's from the 60s, and it's quilted on the top. It has an asymmetric neckline. Comes with this beautiful satin belt, and then on the bottom it also has, my ceilings are so low, 1780 building, but there's this beautiful like tulip kind of cut to the bottom. So this is one of my favorite pieces because of how rare it is as well, and it's just a showstopper, and it's just so elegant and just so sweet for occasion pieces. So it's very sweet, and I've actually tried it on, and I was wearing this belt as a headband too, so you could get fun with it.
Oh,
figure it out. No, it was super
yeah.
sweet. You can have fun with, especially vintage. It's, the clothes are there, but then you take the clothes and then you style it however you want. So that's the beauty of fashion. That's the beauty of everyone buying a similar piece, but everyone wears it different. And that's the important part, making sure you feel comfortable, you're wearing it how you want to wear it. And that's pretty much all fashion is. Fashion is so unserious too. You're supposed to have fun with fashion.
Yeah.
So that's the fun part of it.
I wore a nice denim
skirt
today because I wanted to look a little vintage
incredible.
For Iris. Now I'm going to embarrass Christine, and she's going to come over here because when she came in, she's Iris's assistant. Everyone say hi, Christine. She's on camera now. Nope, come back. I want you to go show them the necklace that you put on.
Oh, yeah, I just found
them
one
necklace.
Of these beautiful vintage necklaces.
So I got this necklace
from Florence, I love this
Italy.
One.
It's the old coins, old beads, old gems. I love jewelry that makes sounds as well. So I go for belts that have like brass little coins, so like people could always hear when you're walking around. Yep.
I tried this on already.
Yep.
So it is very, I'm a belt girl.
Yep.
So super cute.
Yep.
It does make a little bit of noise when you put it on.
I love that.
So everyone, you need to stop on by to this new shop and definitely come to the grand opening. If you're shopping in the little area back here, if your kids have dance class, come on and stop by.
Yep.
Meet Iris and Christine.
Super excited.
She's back on camera. And shop small businesses.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely speaking with
you.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for coming.
So over here in the Blue Iris, we have all the fun accessories, all the belts, all the beads, all the shine, all the glamour. We have a beautiful selection on our chandelier tree. So take a look. Super fun, super unique pieces. So over here, we have a lovely collection of collectible vintage Tabacicana antiques. So old ashtrays, old lighters. From this is an old matchbook case. This is from 1930, completely restored. Striker chain right on the right. You could put it on your belt loop, anything. I have this old little flask that comes with a cigarette case. So perfect for gifts. You can engrave your name on top of all of them, but again, lots of unique collectible items here at the Blue Iris.
we're going to ask you what's in your cart. So think of Amazon and what was the last thing you ordered that's or is in your cart that you haven't hit purchase yet.
Ooh, I do have a couple of t-shirts on my Amazon cart right now.
For what?
Just it's for my trip. It's just like V-neck.
But you didn't order
t-shirts.
Right
now? No.
Are you leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow. And then I was like, oh, it was just because I'm being lazy. Not lazy, sorry.
You've been really busy.
I might not have time. Yes.
With your new listing.
Today, it's plug. With my list.
That's when I answer it.
Yeah.
Plug.
You got it distracted now.
Which might not be on the market very soon.
Plug. Almost under contract.
Anyway, so are you ordering these and trying to get them same day delivery?
So I was going to, and then I'm like, I need to stop. I'm going to find time. I'm not sure if I will, but and I'll go to the mall. I'm gonna go to Gap, and I'll get those like Gap V-neck T-shirts, and I'll be ready
done with it.
Be done.
You're
with
doing
it.
That today. Before
I'm
you
gonna try.
Okay.
Maybe.
Amazon's so much easier. It just
it
comes
is.
Right to your door.
But talking about something that I ordered actually yesterday, and I was like, yes, I will buy this. Uh-huh. And it arrived today, and I'm so excited. I bought a new set of pots and pans, and they're so cute. They're a white ceramic.
Ooh. Okay.
So cute.
We can't wait to come over and
I'm gonna
cook
throw
something
all my old
Brazilian
ones
for us.
Out. I actually made chicken noodle soup for lunch.
Homemade.
In one of them. Homemade?
Yeah.
Yeah. I only make homemade chicken noodle soup.
Wait, then she said it's
sorry,
all like, okay,
I only
it was probably
make
a can.
Homemade chicken noodle soup.
I was just thinking about my cart, and actually, yesterday we have a TV stand that's supposed to be mounted in the wall, but we need a handyman to do that. So haven't gotten that yet. So my husband thought of a good idea to get little like legs to attach to it so it could at least be off the floor. Mm. So that's my boring purchase.
That's your cart item right now?
Oh. I did buy though off of Amazon a vegetable. You know how that vegetable, when you put them on the grill, it comes like in a flat basket? Have you ever?
Yes.
They make a round one now.
For corn?
Ooh. For, you could do any kind of vegetables.
I've seen the corn.
The basket ones. One just takes up so much space on your grill.
Oh.
Now they have long round ones, cylinders, and you can also spin it so it gets all the vegetables.
Oh, you ordered this already?
Off of Amazon and I've
used
it.
Oh, great. So when is the barbecue?
Yeah. I make good vegetables.
Same. When is it?
Okay. Yeah. When you get back from Brazil.
Yay!
Welcome back, party.
What about yours?
So mine is super geeky and real estate related. Because I was just on this morning. I ordered shoe covers for open houses that I have coming up. Plug!
I had to order them
coming
too.
Soon in the borough and Ooh. In the township. So I ordered those, and I ordered like some fresh new display sign holders and cases and
okay,
all that
so
kind
I need
of
to order that.
Such fun accessories.
Yeah.
So
you know what I was thinking about my Amazon order though? When I got the pots and pans this morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I am so excited about pots and pans. Probably because I just turned 40 and this is what I'm excited about.
If you're
it was like 10
you're
years
so
ago,
mature
like,
now.
Oh,
that's
do
it.
I have to order new pots and pans? I'm not going to waste money on that. I'm going to go on Sephora
right.
and spend that money on
right.
makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just so excited.
Aww.
That's awesome.
Yay.
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 To 40.
That's a nice new kitchen accessory. It makes your kitchen
agree.
Look like spruce. You can put
I
some out to
and I'm
decorate.
Watching this. Yeah, but I'm watching this woman on Instagram, and she's like a chef. I'm not sure if she's really a chef, but like she cooks while she's cooking, she's having a glass of wine, and all her pots and pans are
matching.
White ceramic. That's why I bought them. And there's like music in the background, and you can hear the pop, 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 chopping everything, uh-huh. cutting everything. Like I kind of want that. Like
well,
I want to be like
man,
her.
Got it.
Do you?
That's
do you
why
cook
I bought
a lot?
The pots and pans. Oh, I love cooking.
Oh, you do.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I make dinner every night. Yes. I am always trying to make something different. So
I've been doing that. I've been trying to find new recipes just to spruce it up during the week.
So much fun. It's relaxing. I don't know. At least for me, cooking is relaxing.
I think what I don't like is having to pick the meals every day. That like to me feels pressure, like
picking and shopping.
I would prefer that they just, my family would just be like, okay, I want this, this, and this, and then I'm like, fine. But there's many days that I would be like, oh, what should I cook tonight? And now I have been planning the meals out ahead of time because I've been food shopping and trying to get it all the ingredients at once. So that's been better. I feel less stressed, but I think that's what's stress. I don't mind the cooking. I mind having to figure out what we're going to have.
I am always looking for new recipes on Instagram. And this woman, she obviously makes crazy things that I would never make,
right.
But some of them are really easy.
Yeah.
I'm like, never thought about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to buy that. You know, I'm going to go to the market and I'm going to try to pretend I'm her.
Yes.
Pour a glass of wine for some music on.
Like that's it. Maybe you can be like a real estate podcasting
chef.
Brazilian chef.
Stick to real estate and I'll cook for the family or friends. That's fine.
Okay, next topic.
All right, what's next?
Marketing wows. Have you seen any business that has really, you left there going like a mailer, like, wow. Now I know, I guess I'll go first. I said we got a mailer a couple weeks ago that I thought was a wow mailer where an agent had, instead of just saying, hey, I have buyers, they actually listed all their buyers and where they're looking. So if I was wanting to sell, I might say, let me call them because they have a buyer for my house. So I thought that was, instead of being general, being more specific to target your audience, then definitely would help obviously get that person that might be on the border of whether or not they wanted to sell.
That's cool.
That is. Yes.
Yeah. Marketing wows. I think for me, we were talking about this a little earlier, but I love marketing and like the creative aspect of trying to bring out the best and most creative flair that each of the agents on our team have. I think everyone knows the mantra for our team for the year is be yourself. There's only one you. No one else can be you. So what can you bring to the table with thousands of agents in our zip code that's different? So in that vein, I was really wowed by Stanley Cup. I know it sounds really silly. And like Kate, my 8-year-old daughter, had to do like a little page about marketing. And she drew a Stanley Cup. And I was like, she's 8 years old. And just like the rebirth and the rebranding of that company that's actually been in existence for like 20 or 30 years just had like this enormous surge and rebirth and like right into a target market and a demographic that like allowed for it to just, I mean, the sales are off the charts, right? And so taking that notion and that idea, you know, into our space in the real estate industry, it's like, how can you envision yourself as an agent having like a rebirth or resurgence into your industry to make yourself more, I don't know, diverse, individualized. How can you connect more with your own audience? How can you connect maybe with some different audiences that you can touch? Like you could connect with like the Brazilian audience, right? And you speak Portuguese and offer that as something to differentiate you. And Jody, you are differentiated because you got your certificate for
senior real estate.
Seniors. Which was really smart, and I love that.
The road for a buyer's agent. I finished that class, so just trying to brand myself a little bit.
Right, and you are your own brand, right, in this business. So, but I thought Stanley was really cool because, like, didn't know they were around forever. We were hearing all the buzz about it. My kids saw it on TikTok and YouTube around like Christmas time, and like their timing, their execution. Going out to different audiences, it was smart how they really hit multi-channel. And so like, how can we bring that
Right.
Same sort of invigoration back into our own business. How do we bring Stanley into real estate?
Good question.
So, that was my cool marketing. Wow.
Yeah, you got to keep reinventing yourself. I feel like you can't.
Yeah.
You know, like
exactly.
Last year, I sent yellow flowers to a couple of houses that were on the market and then off the market, and I did get a phone call off of it. So it's like, you know, everyone gets flyers, everyone gets mailers, right. which they're still great to do.
Totally.
But what else can separate you from the others?
Right.
Last topic, what's trending?
What's trending?
Well, I just had an addition put on my house last year and I did a white kitchen, all white. Then when I was finished, you know, the new trend is the natural wood cabinets, which is totally fine. I love my white kitchen and I would not change it for natural wood. But I thought that was funny that I was like, oh, you know, we're picking all these white cabinets and then you start going to the new builds around here and you see... the natural floor, which I went dark, and now natural's the in color, right. and the...
But not natural floor sounds like a hot mess to me with, like, kids and a dog. I mean, you when see I everything. In, you have to vacuum every 20
when
minutes
When I walked
of the day,
in, I was, like, on the one new build I did, I was like, ooh, they didn't stain this yet, you know? And I'm like,
no, that's, like, how it's going to be. Yeah.
So
it looks beautiful. It just might not be ideal for everyday
life. It's gorgeous.
Life.
And actually, when I first saw the cabinets, the natural wood cabinets, I was kind of like, I'm not sure. And then one of my friends got a vanity that was natural wood in a bathroom. And then I was like, you know what? I could do this. Like, I kind of like it. So what I did find out, though, is white kitchens, white cabinets are still, like, traditional, or they're the new tradition, because they've been in for about 28 years. Like, they don't go out of style. Like, you might change things. You might paint them. You might have, you know, a different color island. But they still, it's a safe bet, is what I would say.
Right. I think most people like a white kitchen.
White, yes.
Like, especially when you're... listing your house, if you have a white kitchen, and buyers just like to have that like clean, bright, open palette. So I could see how that's like the new traditional look.
I love.
But then on trends,
right,
is really like the wood, like the light woods, that whole like West Elm vibe.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're not allowed
All
to.
All right. Maybe that's why I'm not an interior designer or I'm not like a fashion person, but I don't like trends. I just like what I like.
And what do you like?
I like white kitchens. If we're talking about, you know, I love animal print. Sorry.
In
I love
kitchen?
Animal prints. No, if I'm thinking like about, I don't know, talking about a rug or a throw. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So I don't know if
animal
it's trending,
prints are
if it's
always
not,
like...
but I love it. I love a, leather couch. I don't have one, but I love it. I do.
My husband does
I
not
love
like
black.
Couch.
I love wearing Leather's black. Don't start with it. Well, last year, actually talking about fashion, you know, those like white, the mom jeans and the wide pants.
Yes, the wide pants are all back in style.
I was like, you know what? Fine. I'm going to go and I'm going to buy a few. It's trending.
You didn't like
them. I hate them.
You like your skinny.
I'm not a big fan.
I like the skinny. Yes, I like skinny jeans, skinny pants. I think that it's what makes you feel
agreed.
Comfortable and happy.
Right.
If you want to paint your walls red.
Right.
You live there.
Right.
Paint your walls red.
Just paint them back to neutral when you want to sell your house. Yeah,
exactly. Now, if you're thinking about selling, sure, you put, I don't know, white or something that's trending. But honestly, just wear whatever you want. Just feel good about what you wear or about what you have in your house.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy and you're comfortable.
Right. And you can change the knobs on on the kitchen, you know, cabinets if they're white to make them, you know, different. I think ours are bronze. I think we chose. So,
yeah.
You know.
Are they? I thought they were black.
No, they're like a dark bronze. Is that what it's called? Yeah. And then I have to do a better job, I feel like, of like putting knickknacks around the kitchen, like the island. You could really pretty it up.
A little
with,
decorative.
Yeah. Or,
yeah. Home Goods.
I know. I bought some at Home Goods. I did good for Christmas time. And was that it? It might be. Because then I'm like, oh, I got to store all this stuff and then get it back mm-hmm. out.
Yeah.
So that's something I kind of need to start looking into, is just kind of making it more homey, I think.
Yeah, a couple of things that I love, and I think that it's always trend. They're always trending. Candles.
Yeah.
And plants.
Plants.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong.
True.
Totally.
Can't go wrong.
There was, I'm not a candle person. Are you?
I love candles.
Yeah.
But I love like, candles. Not to be a candle snob, it like love the Nest candles.
Yes,
and there are a couple of white barn candles like I'm obsessed yes. with, but some of them I think are terrible. So yes. it really just depends.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it
but nothing it like a Nest holiday candle.
Okay.
Like that's my favorite.
And do you have like different candles for the like different seasons too?
Totally.
Me too.
Where do you store them all? In the attic?
No.
I use them all.
I usually use them.
Just have to buy them.
Oh, really?
Like I may have yeah. like one kind of like on, you know, ready at the ready for yeah. like when the next one's going out.
So you so, both burn candles quite often.
Oh, like yeah. every day in my kitchen. Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah. It's kind of like my
you
zen
come
thing
over, I'll have
dinner.
At least one candle.
Okay.
Yeah. On my living room or kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not me.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's like, I don't really like perfume, so I'm not sure maybe if that growing up, I just didn't like extra smells. I'm not sure.
Could be.
Maybe I'll try it for this summer.
You can go to the store and, you know, try different ones yeah. and see all the
I'm going
to
give you
light.
A Nest mini votive, and that way it's tiny and you can
yeah. try it out.
Try it out.
And it's so relaxing too. You know, put some music on, candle, a glass of wine. And you throw your phone away.
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
It's not safe.
Not.
And then my watch.
Like, we're all on silent.
I'm watching all of our phones buzzing nonstop.
It's like the clients are like, it's been insane. 30 minutes. Where have
clients,
they been?
Attorneys, agents.
Well, I want to thank everybody. Everyone for listening today. And I thank right. you guys for coming on to my podcast.
Thanks for having us.
We'll
this
definitely
fun.
Be doing this again with another
yes.
hot topic.
On the couch with Jody.
Ooh. Thanks for joining us on this journey through the world of real estate. Remember, in the ever-changing landscape of property, knowledge is key. Stay tuned for more expert interviews, market analysis, and actionable tips in our future episodes. Until next time.